Rabbit Man by Mel Kalman, with Jim Broadbent as Ron.
Taxi! Taxi!
Where's it to be?
Heathrow Airport, please.
I'm not sure I can face that today. I've had it up to here with traffic.
Now, look, I don't have time to discuss it. I'm going to miss my plane if we don't hurry up.
Oh, well, since you're appealing to my better nature, get in.
Thank you.
Going anywhere interesting?
No. Frankfurt.
Never been to Germany. Don't fancy it somehow. Paris is my idea of a good time.
Really?
Don't you think it's a pity to be stuck inside a cab on a day like this? Know what I'd like to be doing right now?
No.
Since you ask, I'll tell you. I'd like to be out in the park now, sitting on the grass by the Serpentine, feeding stale bread to the ducks, with a nice cold beer and a good thick cheese sandwich, and perhaps a nice fresh tomato on the side. And some pickle, of course.
Really?
You can smell a good tomato. I grow them, you know.
How interesting.
Love them. The secret is to give them lots of water and feed them. Greedy buggers, tomatoes. My wife can't understand what I see in tomatoes. I hope you're not going to smoke, are you?
Yes, why?
Because there's a notice in front of you thanking you for not smoking.
Sorry, I didn't see it. I'm sure you won't mind.
Yes, I do mind, as a matter of fact. That's why I've got the notice. Can't stand smokers, can't stand it. Your smoke gets into my lungs.
Well, I need a smoke right now. I hate flying, and smoking helps me relax.
I'm sorry, but we're not flying just now. You're in my cab, and I must ask you not to smoke.
I do hope you're not going to be awkward.
Look, I didn't want to go to Heathrow in the first place, and I only did it as a favour. So do me a favour and put out your fag.
You're being very boring, you know. I say, shouldn't we be going through Oxford Street?
No, I always go through Marylebone High Street from here, then cut across Edgware Road, then into the park.
No, Oxford Street is quicker.
Hate Oxford Street. Litter, noise, ugly people.
I do think since I'm paying...
Wait a minute, wait a bloody minute. Just because you're paying doesn't mean you can talk to me as if I were your personal slave. And put your bloody fag out. There's a good boy. I'm a free soul, not your servant. You can get out right now.
Don't be so damn silly.
Out you get. You don't owe me, mate. Bloody fascist.
Do calm down. I only suggested going through Oxford Street. That hardly makes me a fascist.
In my book it does, so hop it. And you bloody well went on smoking like a bleeding chimney. The ride is over. Finito. Goodbye.
You're quite mad. I hope you know that.
And good riddance. I'm going to the park and to hell with it. Bloody people get on my nerves. Sometimes I wish I was an animal. Tiger or a lion stalking through the forest, living a real life, smelling the earth and sleeping under the stars, instead of driving idiots like that creep around. But he drives a BMW. Oh.
Ron! Ron, do get up! I'm late for work. Your breakfast on the table, it's getting cold. I've got to take your suit to the cleaners and collect my shoes. Do hurry up.
I don't feel too good.
What's wrong, dear? Is it your tummy?
Nothing. Just feel a bit funny, that's all.
Oh, I better come up. Where are you?
In the bathroom. Don't come up.
Why ever not? Well, Ron, let me in. The door's locked, silly.
I don't feel too well, Myrtle. You go to work. I'll make myself a cup of tea later.
What's wrong? You sound very odd. Let me in.
Nothing's wrong, really.
Let me in so I can see for myself.
No, better not.
Let me in, for goodness sake. I can't spend all day out here on the landing.
Well, I'd better warn you.
What? What happened?
I don't really know. If I let you in, promise you won't scream or get hysterical.
Of course I won't scream. Just let me in.
Now, you promised you wouldn't scream.
Well, that was before I'd seen you. What on earth have you done to yourself?
I haven't done anything. It's been done to me. I woke up, went to the bathroom, saw myself in the bloody mirror.
Don't swear, Ron. You know I don't like it.
And there I was, a bloody freak.
What are they?
I should have thought that was obvious. They're rabbit's ears.
Well, don't be sarky with me. It's not my fault, whatever it is.
I didn't say it was. I'm sorry.
How did they get there?
I don't know. They seem to have grown in the night.
Tried to pull them off?
Ow! Don't do that!
Sorry. They do seem to be very firmly stuck on.
They're not stuck on. They're part of my head. They're like my ears, only rabbit's ears. Why me? For God's sake, why me?
Can I feel them? Ooh, nice and soft.
Thank you, I'm sure.
Oh, dear. They do look a bit funny. What are we going to do?
I wish I knew.
Perhaps you should see a doctor.
I'm not going to sit in no surgery looking like this.
He could come to see you.
What good can he do? I need a vet.
Don't be silly, Ron. Perhaps it's something you've eaten.
Like what? Too much lettuce?
Oh, what did we have for supper? Spaghetti. We both had spaghetti. Nothing wrong there. A bit too much garlic, perhaps. So that couldn't give you rabbit's ears, could it?
I somehow don't think it was the spaghetti.
What if it gets worse?
How much worse could it be?
We might spread. You know, like that film about the man who became a fly, so that you become a complete rabbit. First the ears, then the fluffy tail.
Oh, stop it, Myrtle. I have no intention of becoming a complete rabbit, thank you. The ears are quite enough.
Oh, dear.
Look, you go to work. I'll be all right.
I can't leave you like this.
There's nothing you can do just now, so you're better off at work. Don't want to lose your job, do you? You're going to need the money if this doesn't go away.
You're not going to give up the cab, are you?
I can hardly drive round London in a pair of rabbit's ears, can I? Have some sense, will you?
Perhaps the chemist might have something for it. My mum always went to the chemist for everything, save wasting money on doctors, she said.
You go to the chemist for spots or tummy ache. This isn't tummy, this is serious.
Oh, dear, what on earth are we going to do?
But how are we, then? What seems to be the problem?
I should have thought that as obvious.
Sorry, it's a habit.
What is?
Yeah, in that question. Anyway, how can I help?
I don't see how you can. It's hopeless.
When did the symptoms first appear?
Yesterday. I felt a bit funny. Uh-huh. Got up to go to the toilet. Uh-huh. Thought it might be something I'd eaten, you know. Sort of sick. Went to the bathroom cabinet to look for the liver salts. And then saw myself in the mirror.
Yes?
Saw these rabbit's ears sticking up.
How big were they?
What difference does it make?
Well, have they grown? Are they getting bigger? Is the condition static or worsening?
Oh, much the same.
Any family history?
Of what?
Similar episodes.
Do you mean, did my dad ever have rabbit's ears? Certainly not, I'd have noticed.
Your mother's side, perhaps?
Doubt it, they were Scottish.
Sorry?
Too sensible for that sort of thing.
We could make some tests.
What sort of tests?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. It might be a virus.
What about some antibiotics?
We could try. Anything else worrying you?
Isn't this enough?
It might be psychosomatic.
What? How do you mean?
All sorts of complaints, sir. Pains, backaches, rashes have their origin in conflict, unhappiness.
I see. No, I'm not unhappy. A bit fed up.
With what?
Nothing. Everything. My job.
What about it?
It's the same every day. Always being told where to go. Drive here, drive there. Bloody traffic noise, fumes, litter, traffic wardens, clamping. Everything.
Sounds like you need a change.
If I wanted a change, I'd have become a lion or a tiger, not a blooming rabbit, would I?
Ah, yes, but don't you see, a tiger would be too much of a change, too alarming. But a rabbit, now that's a quiet change.
Sounds stupid to me.
May sound stupid, but the fact is you've got these ears.
How do I get rid of them?
You may not want to.
Don't be ridiculous. I feel a right wally walking around with two soft, floppy ears sticking out of my head.
Deep down in your unconscious mind, you may want to be different.
Piffle. Poppycock. And a cod's wallop.
I can only give you my opinion. It's up to you, of course, to accept it or reject it.
This sort of thing has never happened to me before, and I'm damned if I'm going to have it happen now.
Well, I must be going. Lots of other patients to see. I'll look in tomorrow and see how you're getting on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, don't get up. I can see myself out. Bye.
I knew I should have called the vet.
Hi, Dad. So, how's it going?
Fine. Well, your mother's a bit upset.
Not surprised. They suit your dad. Quite elegant, really.
Rubbish. I look extremely stupid and you know it. Would you like something? Coffee?
That'd be nice.
How's the job?
Great.
Good.
Dad?
Yes?
What did the doctor say?
I don't know. Said I was in revolt, something like that.
You don't look in revolt. You look ever so cuddly. Can I stroke them?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, if you like, but only a quick stroke.
Oh, they're ever so soft. Just like a rabbit's.
Ever so macho, eh? Big Daddy and his amazing soft ears.
Hey, Dad, remember Big Rabbit?
No, what Big Rabbit?
When I was a kid. I just remembered it now. You used to make up those wonderful stories for me at night to help me sleep.
You mean my stories sent you to sleep? I thank you very much.
No, silly. Bedtime stories. About a big rabbit, very clever, very wise, with amazing ears that could do anything.
Oh, yes, I do remember now. The ears could pick up radio signals and listen to criminals plotting to rob banks.
And then Big Rabbit would jump into his red Porsche and...
whoosh! Down the drive of their house and off into the blue horizon.
With his faithful girl assistant, Jennifer, glowing in her silver dress and red shoes.
You love those red shoes. Would have slept in them if we hadn't stopped you.
And Big Rabbit could do anything. Go anywhere. Big, brave, fearless. They were great stories. You should have written them down, Dad.
I don't feel very brave or fearless now, Jen. More stupid. But I do want to break out. Go anywhere and not be so stuck.
I always thought you were happy.
Well, sort of, but...
But what?
I'm nearly 40. I go round and round the same little wheel every day, like a hamster in a cage.
Have you told Mum?
I tried, but she got upset. Takes everything so personal. Since I don't love her anymore.
It's not a blonde secretary, is it? Long blonde hair, etc., etc.
Don't be silly. I'm not the sort of bloke secretaries fancy.
You're not the sort to grow rabbit's ears, but you have.
So I have. Well, it's a start. Today the ears, tomorrow the blonde secretaries. Miss Jones, bring me a bottle of bubbly and a bowl of our best lettuce.
Oh, Dad, grow up. How can I grow up if you don't?
As soon as I do, I'll let you know.
Good drop of scotch, eh?
Yes, very nice, Harry. Good of you to bring it.
Well, I thought it would, you know, cheer you up.
I'm fine, really.
Of course you are. Ron?
Yeah?
Mavis is a bit upset by all this business.
Mavis? What's she upset about? What have you done?
Nothing, but you know women hate change. You think it's catching?
Catching? Well, like measles.
First you, then me. Will she be then?
Married to a rabbit, that's where. For God's sake, Harry.
Well, I'm only telling you what she feels. She doesn't like it. Doesn't like it at all.
I can't help that. I've got enough to worry about.
Quite so, quite so. Only telling you what she feels. She is my wife, after all.
Well, that's your problem, Harry.
No need to be like that. What's it like?
What's what like?
Well, you know.
Oh, the ears. Very odd. Everything is twice as loud for a start. I can hear your telly as if I was in the same room.
Bloody hell. Can you hear everything that goes on in my house?
Every word you say.
I hope you're not eavesdropping, Ron. Not right that. Not right at all.
I don't want to listen to your inane ramblings, Harry, but I do catch the odd word if you raise your voice.
I better watch myself then, and I. You weren't listening last night, were you?
No, why?
Nothing, but I wouldn't want you as an audience.
Say anything interesting, did you?
I'm not as dull as I look, Ron.
Oh, I should hope not, Harry.
Mind you, after 20 years of marriage, I do repeat myself a bit. Can't keep thinking of fresh things to say. Or do, for that matter.
No, the problem. I'll tell you what I do. I sometimes think I'm someone else. That helps.
Really? Oh.
Paul Newman.
Ah, nothing but the best, eh?
If you're going to have a fantasy, it may as well be a good one.
Does Myrtle know you're thinking you're Paul Newman?
Of course she does. It was her idea.
Really? Funny creatures, women. Never know what they get up to inside their heads, do you?
Just as well, if you ask me. We'd all get a shock.
Mavis isn't like that.
Don't be so sure. All women are mysteries.
I know Mavis like a book.
Rubbish. She's got a whole shelf full of books you haven't even seen, let alone read.
Mavis isn't much of a reader. Well, I must be going. Got to get back to the grindstone.
Nice of you to look in. And thanks for the whiskey.
My pleasure.
as the actress said to the bishop.
You always were a wit, Harry. Tell Mavis you won't catch whatever I've got. You're not the type.
I should hope not, Ron. Should hope not.
Let's turn out the light.
In a minute. Just want to finish this bit. Daniel's going to propose to Gabriele. Just about to tell her how attractive she is.
Never mind, Daniel. What about me and my attractiveness?
Oh, it's cuddle time, is it? Is that all this sighing is about?
It might be.
You smooth talker, you.
That's better.
Darling.
Shall we just...
Why not? I like that. Do that again. Sorry.
What's the joke then?
Nothing. Oh, they tickled me.
What did?
As you moved. You know, your ears sort of tickled me.
Sorry, I'm sure.
Oh, please, don't be cross. It was nice. A bit ticklish, that's all. I've always been ticklish.
You make me sound like a pet.
You are my big pet.
Oh, it's hopeless.
What's wrong?
Everything. You're always so... I don't know.
What? Say it.
Finding fault. You never relax.
That's not fair, Ron. I can't help it if your ears tickle me. Anyone might giggle at that.
What about that time I asked you to wear those shoes, eh? What about that?
Oh, you're not going to start about that now, are you?
It's just a small thing to ask. They were sexy.
They were damned uncomfortable.
That's not the point.
I bet you wouldn't have worn them. They hurt.
I wanted you to... I don't know, just for once.
Oh, men. You're all like children. It's all dressing up and playing games.
See what I mean? Always finding fault. Never satisfied.
Satisfied?
What does that mean?
Men are selfish. Everyone knows that.
Oh, it's that one now, is it?
Look. Oh, look. This is silly. Come back to bed. I'll stroke your back. Come on. To please me.
No. It's hopeless. I'm going to get a drink and make myself a sandwich. All this argy-bargy makes me hungry.
Oh, go and stuff yourself. See if I care. Good night.
And good night to you. And another thing, those shoes were very expensive.
Oh, shut up about your stupid shoes. First thing in the morning, I'll give you the money for them.
I don't want your bloody money.
Men. The ones with rabbit's ears are the worst.
I've heard that.
I should hope so. You've got the ears for it.
Can we just talk? Is that all right?
Talk? How do you mean?
Well, I don't want to do anything.
Okay by me. Lots of men want to talk a bit first. There's no hurry. Would you like a drop of something?
A small whiskey and water would be most welcome.
There. How's that?
Just the job. Nice flat. It feels cosy.
It's not supposed to feel cosy. It's meant to be intimate. All these fluffy cushions, the soft lights, the drawn curtains in the afternoon. I've spent a bob or two on this place, I can tell you.
Who's the kid in the photo?
That's my son, Peter. Bloody nuisance most of the time.
Looks a nice boy. How old is he?
14, getting on 35.
I've got a daughter, Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
Engaged. Nice bloke. You haven't said anything about my ears.
What about them?
Well, don't you find them a bit odd?
You get used to odd things in this business.
But this is odder than odd, isn't it?
Oh, relax. I could write a book about oddness. You've no idea what most men get up to when the curtains are drawn. Funny things they like doing.
Really? What?
It's not just the ones who want to be beaten, though I don't do that anymore. It got to be too tiring. Poor things. I used to feel sorry for them. Seems such a hard way to have a good time. The oddest bloke I ever knew was the one who used to want me to cut his hair.
Cut his hair? I don't believe it.
No, honest. Haircut. I had to put a sheet round his shoulders, you know. And then I had to talk about how long his hair was. Ooh, you naughty boy. And then...
And then what?
Then he'd fiddle with himself under the sheet.
That's silly.
Most men are silly. Silly kids, most of them.
You had a choice. I'm stuck with these. They're here to stay.
I think your ears look very sweet.
Nonsense.
No, really.
Do you mean that?
Of course. Here. Come over here and I'll stroke them. That's better, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now then. What do you want to talk about? Tell Angela.
Angela. That's a nice name. Nothing in particular. I just want to sit here in this cosy room and be quiet for a bit.
You do look tired.
I am, of everything. Carrying myself around all day of these stupid ears.
They're nice ears, I told you. I won't hear a word against them.
If you say so.
Here, let's have another drink.
Good idea. Cheers.
Cheers. Here's to your lovely ears. Snuggle up. I'm going to whisper something nice into them.
You really think so?
Most definitely. I'd love it.
What, even with my ears?
Especially with your ears.
Myrtle says they tickle.
Oh, that's wives for you. No appreciation of the finer things in life.
You're right. She means well, mind you.
Let me tell you. If it wasn't for wives, I'd be out of business.
How'd you make that out?
But they're all the same. Finding fault instead of looking on the bright side. Hundreds of men have sat where you're sitting now. And it's always the same story. Me wife doesn't like me ears. Or me nose. Or the way I peel a banana. Or the way I comb my hair or eat sausages. Me wife doesn't understand me. Oh, the times I've heard it.
That's not fair. Myrtle understands me, all right. It's just that she doesn't like what she understands. She loves me, but...
Exactly. Wives are very keen on the but.
If it wasn't for the but, we'd be happy, Myrtle and me. And now my ears are an enormous but.
Well, be happy here. That's what I'm for.
Really?
Really.
It's nothing personal, Myrtle.
I'm glad to hear it.
It's just that some of us were talking the other night, and...
And?
Well, it's as I said, nothing personal, but...
Yes?
Well, it's bad for the district.
What is?
The fact is, it's nothing personal.
You said that.
All this business with your husband.
Ah.
But we feel, some of us, we don't want the neighbourhood overrun with rabbits.
Don't be silly, he's not a rabbit. He's a man.
Ah, yes, you would say that. You're loyal to him, of course, and it does you credit.
Oh, don't be so pompous. He's not a rabbit. He's not a threat. He's only got a small problem.
Yes, well, that's your viewpoint and you're entitled to it. But we had a meeting last night, as I said, of the Harvest Road Tenants Committee, and we all agreed, apart from Fred Huntley, and he's CND so he doesn't count, that you should both seek alternative accommodation.
Why? For God's sake, why?
Rabbits, Myrtle, and this is a well-known fact. Rabbits breed like, well, rabbits. In a year from now, this area will be crawling with people like your husband. No one will want to live next to people like that. It's not decent. It's not natural. It's not Christian. Property prices will fall. Ron should go back where he came from.
What are you talking about, you stupid woman? He comes from here. He was born two streets away in Blackford Road. You know that. You went to school together.
I only know that Ron has changed. He's different. He's not like us anymore. And he should go and live with his own kind. He'd feel happier.
But he has no kind, as you so sweetly put it. He's the only one. He's not breeding. Poor man's too unhappy to do anything but sit around all day moping. He can't work. He can only go out for a walk at night when no one's around to see him and laugh at him. We've both got enough to worry about without you and your stupid tenants' meeting making everything worse. So shut up and get out.
I think you're being extremely unreasonable, Myrtle. I came to tell you the result of our meeting in a spirit of friendliness. Feelings are running high. And if you and Ron don't listen to reason...
What does that mean?
Well, I'm not at liberty to say at this time. But
I think you'd better leave, Audrey, before I say something...
very rude to you.
I only act as their spokeswoman. It's nothing personal.
If I hit you across your stupid mouth, it will be extremely personal. So you better leave while you can.
But I'm going. You always were very short-tempered, Myrtle.
Oh, get out! Damn you! Damn you! Silly bitch! Silly bitch! Silly bitch! What do people want from us?
Here. Listen to this. I don't believe it. The cheek.
What?
It's from the council. Dear sir, we have recently received information that you are currently keeping a pet rabbit in your residence. We have to inform you that the terms of your tenancy prohibit you from keeping any pets apart from goldfish. We must therefore request that you dispense with this pet forthwith. If you are unable to meet this requirement within 7 days of the above date, we shall be obliged to ask you to vacate your premises immediately. Yours, etc.
My God, what are they talking about?
They're talking about me.
Don't be silly.
Well, we don't have any rabbits, do we, apart from me?
But you're not a, well, a proper rabbit.
I know that, you know that, but the bloody council don't seem to know that. Don't you see, one of our lovely neighbours has been telling tales.
But why?
But it's Audrey, afraid we're going to breed. So she's written some smarmy letter to the council. Please, sir, the man next door's keeping illegal rabbits. If we're not careful, we'll all get myxomatosis or AIDS or worse. And next thing, property prices have fallen and it's the end of civilization as we know it.
Oh, even Audrey wouldn't, would she?
She'd run all the way to the letterbox. Stupid cow.
What will you do?
I can't chop off my ears. So they'll have to lump it. I'm not moving after 25 years. I don't even like this house, but it's the principle of the thing.
Oh, darling. You're a real man when you get going.
Mm. Oh, cabby, can you take me to the Warren?
Where's that?
It's your job to find out.
Where's it near, then?
Under the tunnel, through the woods. First past the place you used to live, then back to where you started. Do I have to do everything myself?
Thank you, Gov. I can't find the gears.
On your head, silly.
There, dear. It tickles.
Oh, I like it. It tickles. More. Oh, lovely lettuce. Feel me, soft lettuce. Lovely, soft lettuce. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yes. Please. I love your lettuce with a bit of salt and pepper and mustard. Oh!
Large lettuce 3 times a day after meals.
Big rabbit. Help me. Help me, where are my red shoes?
Filthy swine, breeding like cab drivers. Look at them, the whole place is full of them. We're going to build you a nice big house. You can live in that. Not so nice and quiet. They won't be getting out, do we? Stay with your own kind. It's better for you.
Stop it! Stop it! For God's sake, stop it!
It's all right, I'm here. There.
I was in my cab, and then Harry was nailing wire all round me, and people were singing, Run, Rabbit, Run. It was awful, and I tried to run, but I couldn't.
I'm here. I won't let them get you.
It's no use. I can't get back to sleep.
What's wrong?
I want to be myself. I'm getting sick of everyone telling me I can't do this or that. Who are they to tell me what to do? We ought to get away for a bit.
Run away to a desert island, eh?
Oh, yes, with 8 records and a book apart from the Bible and Shakespeare.
No, silly. A proper island. Lots of palm trees and sunshine and no one but us two. Oh, would be lovely. I can just see us there, walking on the soft sands, listening to the waves.
No stupid neighbours.
Wouldn't it be lovely? What we always wanted. Say yes, Ron.
What would we do for money?
Oh, don't be so practical and boring. Anyway, I've got a bit saved up in the building society.
I thought that was for a rainy day.
Well, if this isn't a rainy day, then I don't know one end of an umbrella from another.
We could grow our own food.
And keep chickens. Nice, fresh eggs. You'd like that.
And no telly.
Oh, I'd miss EastEnders.
No, you wouldn't. You only think you would. We were in Spain last year and you managed without it for a whole fortnight.
I suppose so.
Tell you what. How about something nearer?
Like what?
We could go to my woods.
Where are these woods of yours?
I used to go there as a kid. When I was naughty, my dad would lock me up in a cupboard under the stairs. And then I'd run there. It was great. Huge trees and a stream and places to hide. And sometimes I'd hunt with my bow and arrow.
I don't suppose it was near the sea, was it?
Now you mention it, I think it was. And we can sleep in that old tent of ours. Until we can build a hut.
What if it rains? That tent leaks.
Now he's being boring.
Oh, no, sorry, no. Oh, it's lovely. I love camping out.
Do you mean that?
Of course I do. Isn't the sand lovely?
Can you see it?
It's all white and smooth. Let's take our shoes off.
Blimey, you're getting them.
Is he what?
Ears.
Don't be so dumb. So I am. Oh, dear. They feel ever so soft.
They're not as big as mine, but they're there, all right.
Fancy that.
They suit you, they do.
Don't be silly.
They do, really.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You know, I can hear everything much better now.
In Rabbit Man by Mel Kalman, Jim Broadbent was Ron. Maggie McCarthy was his wife, Myrtle. Carolyn Backhouse was his daughter, Jenny. The posh gentleman in the taxi was played by John Moffat. And Ron's neighbour, Harry, was played by Ken Campbell. The neighbour, Audrey, was played by Susan Sheridan. And the sympathetic woman was played by Melinda Walker. The doctor was David Googe. Rabbit Man was directed by Ned Shyer.